interest and media coverage in recent years, all to do with women's rights, women's positions, women's freedoms, equality, very topical subject. It's not a new thing. You can go way back to the movement of the suffragettes to see the women that stood up and fought for women's rights. We give thanks to God for those women. Things like gender equality, equal pay has been very topical, especially in the film and media industry. Why is that guy getting paid more money than that female actress when they do the exact same job? Why is that presenter that sits in morning TV getting more than the female presenter that sits beside him? There's been a lot of talk, a lot of campaigns fighting for women's rights. There's been campaigns in Parliament that have been rolled out to protect women against sexual harassment. That's a good thing, is it not? That women today should be able to walk through a park at night and not be afraid and not fear opposition in any way. Sadly, it happens. So I agree with all of that. I believe that women should feel safe. I believe that women should step into their God-given purpose. However, there are some things, some messages in the media today about what a woman is or should be that I'm concerned about, that doesn't sit right with me, ladies. Some of it I agree with, yes. The message, though, that I believe that's being delivered by the world today about what the modern-day woman is and should be like, that does not sit well with me. So we see women's adverts. If you think of advertising, I've got a marketing degree. And if you think of advertising, and what are adverts for? Well, they're to draw you in, aren't they? They're to sell the product. You know, and many, many years ago, an advert for women would be like Betty Crocker standing behind the kitchen sink or baking a pavlova. Okay, now, please don't hear me incorrectly today. I'm not suggesting for a moment that you all go and put your aprons on and chain yourselves to the kitchen sink. Stay with me. However, those people that have been invited to bake for the worship day, keep your apron on. Okay, you can take it off after next week. But the words that are used today in the media to describe today's modern women are words like strong, courageous, self-sufficient, she doesn't need anybody, confident, empowered, independent. Positive words, aren't they? Or are they? Let's continue. What are we seeing women doing in the adverts today? Well, as I said, she's no longer wearing a lovely flowery apron standing behind the kitchen sink, but she's boxing. She's in the boxing ring and then she's spraying the deodorant. And they're saying, buy my deodorant after you've had a box. That's it, basically. Or she's climbing up mountains. Or she's running marathons. And they're all great things. Don't get me wrong. Physical strength is, I go to the gym several times a week. I know it doesn't look it, but I do. I think physical strength is important. But what am I saying here? Before you all start throwing your Bibles at me. What I'm saying here is, the message today in today's world is that the woman today can do anything and she needs no one. So I'm slightly concerned about that. And I tell you why. Because about 11 years ago, the Lord gave me a word, two words. It was at a church that I was in leadership. It wasn't in this church. And he gave me two words, and he says, this is a word for the women for today. And that word is dependent women. So you might be here today, and I know some of you are, you'll have heard this many times. But the Lord's asking me to look at this afresh for this new season. Dependent women. For you see, a modern day heroine of the faith is not an independent woman. An independent woman lives independent of God. And she's doing it her way instead of Yahweh. So God's not called us to do it our way. He's called us to do it His way. And that's why we are a dependent woman of God. And not an independent woman. Now you will see as I continue today that you can still be confident and you can still be strong and you can still be powerful and you can still be physically strong. But you're not to live independent of God. We've been called to be dependent on Him. So let me explain this a wee bit more before some of you decide to put your coat on and leave this morning. Turn to Proverbs, the book of Proverbs. Let me show you where this originated from. Anyone read chapter 31 of Proverbs, a wife of noble character or a woman of noble character? Yes, some of us know the story. So let's get introduced to this lady if you've never met her before. Okay, reading from verse 10. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant ship, bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household. Have you all done that this morning? And the plans of the day, her work for her servant girls. She goes to inspect a field and she buys it. She's an entrepreneur. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She's wise with her money. She's energetic and she's strong and she's a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread. Her fingers twisting fiber. She's obviously been sewing together. She extends a helping hand to the poor and she opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspreads. Take note, Gabby. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates, where he sits with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. This one gets me every time, ladies. Her children stand and bless her. Good morning, mother. Bless you. You're wonderful. Thank you for picking up my dirty laundry, basically. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Not surprised. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Amen. Wow. 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 Put your hand in the air if you like her. Some say absolutely because they've already got the point. Some are not sure. And you're not sure. Let me tell you why you're not sure. Because it's the same uncertainty that I had 11 years ago when God brought this woman into my life. You see, at the particular time when I was reading about this woman, I had been up all night breastfeeding a child that wouldn't sleep. I was trying to study for a degree. I was trying to look after the other children in the house. I was trying to keep on top of everything. And I turned to the Word of God for encouragement. And I opened up this passage, and He'd already given me the word about dependent women. And I said, okay, Lord, what are you showing me? And I read about her. And let me tell you, my reaction, I very quickly shut the Bible because I thought immediately, I can't stand her. Just going to be honest with you. I don't like her. I don't like her because I could never be her. That's when the comparison sets in. Raise your hands if you've ever felt inadequate. Every hand, nearly. I'm not good enough. I could never do all of that. She's incredible. She's amazing. And right now, I feel like I'm only just surviving. You ever felt like that? But I had a spiritual light bulb moment. Ever had one of them? I had a moment where I thought, I've been walking with the Lord for a long time. I've been a Christian for 35 years. And I had that moment where I remembered that God's word never lets us down. It never disappoints us. And I heard a voice, not a voice going, "Hello, Debbie," just a voice in my spirit. You know that voice? And the voice said, "Read it again." You see, sometimes we need to read it twice. Sometimes we need to read it three times. Sometimes we need to read it every day for a week. You see, some people come to me and they get so excited and they say, "I'm reading a Bible in 1 year." And I say, "That's great. What's the outcome of that?" Well, at the end of the year, I can tick a box that says, "I've read every passage and every word in the Bible." Good for you. That's great. But how's it changed your life? Did you meditate on it? Or did you just read it in the hope that you'd get to the end and you'd finish it? Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with a Bible in 1 year. But in my experience with God, I think what's more beneficial and what's more worthwhile is that you meditate on the Word of God. And if that means that you just take one verse of Scripture and you sit in that Scripture every day for a month until you actually believe it and live it, then I think that's more worthwhile. Now, you might want to have an argument with me after this, but that's what I believe. And that's what I'm encouraging, that you meditate on the Word of God. You see, we can read it too quickly. We can read it too quickly, and as I did, I was disappointed. But I went back, and I read it again, and I sat in it, and I prayed as I read it, "Lord, show me what you're trying to explain to me today, because I've picked it up wrong, because I don't feel encouraged." And there it was. It was there. It was in the passage, in verse 30, I think it is, 31. It says, this woman fears the Lord. Ah, we had a light bulb moment there from Margot. This woman is amazing. Let me tell you, she is. She is amazing. She is strong. She is powerful. She is charitable. She is generous. She is gifted. She is created. She is creative. She is respected. She is loved. And she is all of those things because she fears the Lord. She is able because He is able. And let me tell you something. You may have walked in here this morning and you did not feel good about yourself. You might have happened upon this place today and you feel inadequate. Maybe you feel like you're spinning plates right now. I want to encourage you today that you can be strong. And you can be powerful, and you can be creative, and you can step into the plans and purposes that God's got for you if you lean on Him, if you trust in Him, if you walk with Him, if you fear the Lord. So we get it now, don't we? We get it. This woman is able to do the things that she does. She is victorious because she fears the Lord. So ladies, a heroine of the faith, because that's what we're looking at in this new season. A heroine of the faith is not a heroine because of her own abilities or because of her own strength. No. A heroine of the faith is a heroine of the faith because she trusts and fears the Lord. You want to be a modern day heroine of the faith? You want to inspire in the next generation? Fear the Lord. To fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, the Bible says. So what's God saying? I believe He's saying that we have to be different from the women in the world today. We're to be different from the women that is mentioned in the social media today. We were not created to be independent. I'm sorry if that bursts the Beyonce bubble. But we were not... Folk are saying, "Who's Beyonce?" But we are not called to be independent women, to live independently of God. We've been called to be dependent women. The media is telling us that we can be anything we want. It's wrong. It's a wrong message. We can be whatever God wants us to be. We can do it His way. And not in the words of Frank Sinatra, "my way." It's His way and not my way. Because let me tell you something about my way. When I tried to do it Frank Sinatra's way, it didn't work. Didn't work. It ended in disaster. But when we choose to fear the Lord and do it His way, yes, we'll stumble and fall, but at least you know you're running in the right lane. At least you know you're running the right race. At least you know that you've got a future ahead of you. Eternity has been set before you by Jesus. Now, don't think for a minute I'm sending you all home as timid and insecure women tied to the kitchen sink with your apron on, because that's certainly not the prophetic picture that the Lord gave me of a dependent woman. No, the prophetic picture that God has given me of a dependent woman is a strong, brave, courageous, kick-ass leader. Yes, I said it. Kick-ass leader. She is able to take on the opposition because she's not afraid. She is able to laugh in the face of fear and panic and insecurity and worry because she knows that someone's fighting for her. She knows that her God has gone before her, comes behind her, and is all around her. So she's nothing to fear. She's not timid. God is calling us to be fierce as dependent women. One of my favourite quotes, I know I say this is my favourite and that's my favourite, but this is one of my favourites. And it's by a woman called Elizabeth Elliot. I've shared it before, and it says this: "The fact that I am a woman does not make me a different kind of Christian, but the fact that I'm a Christian does make me a different kind of woman." Come on, amen. Are you a Christian today? What does that mean? It means follower of Christ. What that means is you've given your life to Jesus, that you've said no to trying to run your own race. You've said yes to following His way. You've said, "Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I need you, Lord. Oh, how I need you." That's a Christian. And we're different. And we're called to be different. And maybe you grew up and you felt different, but it was a negative different. Maybe you've always felt that you've been cast aside or you didn't fit in. Let me tell you something. It's true, because you don't fit in, because you were never meant to fit in, because you're out of this world and you're unique and you're special. So let's embrace your uniqueness. Let's embrace your quirkiness. Let's embrace the madness that is our Christianity, because we're supposed to look different. And if we look the same, hear me now, if we look the same as everybody out there, something's wrong. Something's wrong. If we blend in and mold into the workplace, if you're in your work and you just look and sound the same as everybody else, something's wrong. Something's wrong. We should be hearing more and more folks saying, "Why is Carol so peace-filled when tragedy hits her life? How can she stand so strong? Why is it that Caroline, the first thing she does is she turns to prayer? Why is it that Margaret chooses to watch that particular program and not that one? Why is it that Gabby listens to that kind of music and chooses not to engage in that kind of music?" People should be asking those questions of us. Why is she different? She's different because she fears the Lord, because she's a dependent woman. Now, here's the thing about the word dependent. And why I'm always a wee bit scared to bring this word to you, although I'm not scared enough not to bring it. But I bring this word sometimes about being dependent. And the reason why I'm a wee bit nervous about it is because the word dependent has negative connotations. When we think of somebody who's dependent, we think they're needy, submissive, that they rule over, and a bit whiny. "I need you. I need this. I need that." But let me tell you something about a dependent woman. You see, I believe I'm a dependent woman. I believe I am. And let me tell you why I know. It's because, ladies, I need Jesus. I need Him every minute of every day. I need His power to be at work within me. I need His strength, because without His strength, I crumble in a heap. Let me tell you, I need Him to walk with me every moment of every day. I need to hear His voice. I need to read His word. I need Him. And if I'm needy, I do not care, because I need Him. And other folk might say, "Oh, He's your crutch." Yes! Yes! Intelligent people, philosophical people, They will criticize you. They will call you weak. They will say you need a crutch. You're so needy. You need to believe in something you can't see. Yeah, you're right. Because see, without him, I am nothing. But in him, I have everything that I will ever need. So let's be needy. Let's need Jesus every moment of every minute of every day. Ladies, you've been called out of this world. You've been called to be different. This season, we're going to look at what it truly means to be a dependent woman of God, a true heroine of the faith, a woman who is brave, who is strong, who is spiritually fit, and hopefully we're all going to get physically fit, that we are going to be great leaders. We are going to be women that live a surrendered life to God. And I believe this is a word in season. I believe that we're living in a time right now, a very, very special time for women. I believe it. I've been leading this ministry for 17 years, but I have never believed in a time more than I believe in the time in which we're living in right now for God's daughters. A time to break free. Ladies, a time to break free from the hindrances, from the excuses, from the obstacles caused by the opposition. I am done with Satan trying to have a pop. I am done with Satan trying to rob my sister's sound mind. I am done with Satan trying to hold daughters captive to the past. I'm so bored of the past. Now, please hear me now. It's not that I'm underestimating your trauma. It's not that I'm underestimating the pain and the suffering that you've been through in your past. Every day of the week, I sit with women who we go over the past and we look at it and we invite Jesus into it for healing. But you know something this week? I was like a righteous anger rose up inside of me that says, no more. No more will the past hold my sisters captive. No more. You've had us long enough. You've messed with our minds long enough. You've kicked us in the gut too many times. But we might have fallen. But do you know what? You're getting back up. Do you hear this? This is for you. You're going to keep on running. We're going to keep on running. Because no longer will the enemy have a hold on us. Because we know who our maker is. We know who we belong to. We are children of the Most High God. We are walking in the freedom in which Christ Jesus died for us to walk. And no one is going to hold us back. No one. I'm getting excited. So, who wants to be that kind of woman? Because God wants to do extraordinary things in and through your life if you allow him. If you make him your everything, if you depend on him for your everything. So in this new series, I know you're all thinking, well, who is it we're going to look at? Who is this woman? Well, in this series, we're going to look at a strong, courageous woman. She is a godly leader. We're going to look at her anointing, and we're going to look at what it means for us to carry that anointing. It's not just me that's anointed, okay? It's not just the Megan who led us in worship that's anointed. God has anointed each and every one of us. He has. And we're going to look at what it means to walk in that anointing. We're going to look at what it means to bless others. We're going to look at what it means to inspire and to teach and to edify and to love on others. That's why we have little women to women. That's how we have it. Because everything that God has deposited into our hearts, it would be wrong for us to keep it to ourselves. That's why we have little women to women. Because we want to hand over the baton. You see, we're running our race, but we've got a baton to hand over. You know, there's people in here that I see day in, day out, encouraging young people. Jackie, you're one of them. Never goes by a young person without saying to them, well done. What you just did there, well done. Are they perfect? No, but they're encouraging. Thank you for that gift of encouragement. And we should all be the same. We should all be looking for ways to inspire and encourage the next generation. We will see that in our new series. We're going to be women who are not caught up in comparison. crippled with jealousy and envy at what God's doing in the life of a sister. Instead, we're going to come alongside them and cheer them on and celebrate their victories. And when it's our turn to be victorious, they're going to come and stand alongside you and be victorious. Okay, I think that's a nice place to end. So before I end and we close in prayer and you get a bit of time for ministry, you know, we've done this lady before, but there was something in my spirit that made me revisit dependent women for this season. And I believe that it is a word in season. And I don't believe that we can finish this year looking at the heroes and heroines of our faith without looking at Deborah. Oh, yes. What a reaction. Good. We did it several years ago as part of a discussion group. So we're doing it very slightly different in a teaching session. I've also preached it at a conference, and some of you may have actually watched that. But can I encourage you, if you have heard it, if you were part of that conference or part of that discussion group, can I encourage you to ask the Lord to open your eyes afresh, to open your heart afresh? Because that's what I'm asking. I'm saying, Lord, I've taught this many times, but could you give us something new? Susan at Heart Hill was speaking, and she spoke to the congregation of women, and she says, God is doing something new. God is always on the move, and he's always doing something new, which is why I believe that he's about to do something new in this new series. So I've said enough. I'm about to lose my voice. If you are here today, if you have come here this morning, you didn't know what you were coming to. You didn't know what the new series was going to be all about. But you're here today. And I believe that you're here because God wanted to get your attention this morning. And if you're here today and you've heard the word of God this morning and you believe within all your heart that you are being called to be that woman, you're being called to be that modern day dependent woman, I'm going to ask you to respond to God by standing with me now. If you believe that God is calling you into a greater purpose, if you believe that, yes, perhaps you've been living independently of him and relying on your own strength, but today you recognize that you need his strength. Perhaps you're here today and you've been spinning plates and you've recognized that, you know what, I don't want to spin the plates any longer. I want to be the woman that God created me to be, and I want to live out his purpose for my life. And if you are standing, you don't need to stand if you're not able, but if you're standing now, what you're saying to God is, I want to be that woman. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this new day. We thank you that your mercies are new every day, and that this is the day that the Lord has made. And we choose right now in this moment in our life, despite everything that's going on, we choose to rejoice in you. And we thank you for woman to woman. We thank you that we've been able to look back at where it started and how it started and the reason why we're here. We thank you, Lord, that this ministry is yours. We thank you, Almighty God, that it belongs to you. We thank you, Father God, that everything that we do as a team, as a ministry, is for your honor and for your glory. I thank you for the team. I thank you for their heart's desire to see women set free to know their maker, Lord God. We thank you for the exciting events that we've got to come. We pray your blessing and power over each and every one of them and each and every woman that's going to come. But for the word in which we've received this morning, for the word in which you're speaking into our lives today and will do for the next 5 weeks, Lord God, we just take a moment right now in the quietness of our own spirit. And we just want to confess, Lord, any area of our life where we've been living independently of you, where we've been relying on our own strength, when we've been leaning on our own understanding and not yours, when we've been trusting in other things other than you, maybe other people, when we've been consumed by the world and the things of the world and the things that we read and we hear, Lord, we are sorry. We want to be women like the woman in Proverbs 31 who fears you, who trusts in you, and who depends on you. So, Father God, hear our prayer. And as we embark on this new series, looking at the judge and prophetess Deborah. We pray, Almighty God, by your Spirit, that you would anoint every word. We pray by your Spirit that you would open every heart. You would unlock every door, and that you would bring fresh revelation in Jesus' name. So as we leave this place right now, we pray for the peace of God that transcends all human understanding, that would keep and guard our hearts and minds truly, truly in the love of Christ. Amen and amen. So